I seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, tripping in the bathroom, blood stains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood.
The kind of luxury ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. Baby, you'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
My friends and I, we've cracked the code.
We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come from money.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, tripping in a bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood.
The kind of luxury ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Queen.
Baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. Oh. Oh. In your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's a run in our blood.
The kind of luxury ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz.
Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee, and baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the wrong side of the TSA checkpoint. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, with my good friend Mr. Nick Ramirez, my so-so compatriot Dogwater Dick, and the intern. In the studio this week, it's time for us to take a moment, bid a fond farewell to one of our favorite bands, Hella Acapella.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It is a somber day. And I said the wrong side of the TSA checkpoint because it's as if we can't make it past because we don't have boarding passes to go to Hawaii.
No.
Only one exciting person in the room does.
Only one.
A linchpin, if you will, with the Hella Acapella. The man around who everybody else revolved. He was the tree in the center, keeping all the graviton, whatever.
He was the L.
I have the black hole of the band.
He was all four L's.
No, I was going more, you're like the sun, and all of the bands revolve around you. Or all the people in the band revolve around you.
That's better than black hole, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking black hole. Something much more lightful and cheery, like a never-ending thermonuclear reaction.
Right, yeah. Peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Very
good
calm.
Job.
So basically, yeah, folks, yeah, Chaz is going to Hawaii and we'll no longer be in Hell Acapella. So
yes.
Is it really hella? I don't know. The rest of us are in the ashes wondering, but
well, yeah, you'll be a phoenix, you'll rise again, but maybe as something
Chaz,
else,
for sure.
Maybe as the same. It won't be the same.
It will not be quite the same, no.
Me and Chaz are original
Yo.
OG, yeah.
Yep. Yes, we are.
Yep.
Boy George W.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey, my friend.
Indeed, sir. Indeed.
But if you haven't caught Hella Acapella, they're a great a cappella band.
Very different.
From Reno, Nevada, that does a lot of covers of not stupid bands from the 80s, well, stupid a cappella bands from the 80s, or
God.
Coming up with your standard, Jesus. Like, what do you call them? Barbershop
oh,
quartet,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
The arrangements. No, they do pop and rock songs. They are awesome
Oddly.
Like that.
Yes.
And you do odd pop and rock songs.
Yes. So
morphed into like, being just that.
I believe the audience just heard one.
Yeah, I hope you guys like
right at
that.
The beginning yeah. of the show there. Yeah. Before, yeah,
yeah, I think that's what happened.
That whole Royals.
Yeah, it was a new.
That
was
a I newer was one. I was nodding off. What happened?
Yeah. Rory was in a coma. I think he
Rory's never
out
heard
the
that song before.
It was in a sugar
by
coma.
Anybody because he lives in a cave.
Right, a cave called the internet.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
And it has shadows that dance in front of me. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, where's with the deep philosophical?
Yes. Finger puppets.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
All I have written on this page is from behind the TSA checkpoint. I really have no material to go with.
Wow.
Hey, what did we do
about this weekend?
What did we do this weekend? Well, we were at Chazapalooza on Sunday.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It was fun. So much fun.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. Hello.
We at the Dowd House had a very exciting day. Little Riku had
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of her.
She had a dance recital at 11:30 in the morning at the Reno Women's Expo.
Cool.
And so she rocked out and was a little like a Rapunzel fairy tale princess. And was dressed up in her leotard and her little like punk rock leather jacket that says Princess Bomb. It was awesome.
Were you the only man there?
No, there were lots of dads.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like just angry lesbians, militant.
No, but what...
Smoking long black cigarettes and rejecting the triune god.
What I, my ex-wife, and my current girlfriend... Yes, we were all hanging out together.
Yay.
Not awkward at all at the Women's Expo.
No.
Well, we noticed that it's women funny. Are evidently strictly interested in personal safety devices, douching... personal entertainment devices, dildos.
Nice. Personal
I need a dildo.
And sheets.
There's an app for that.
There are a lot of booths with linens.
Well, yeah, after you bleed all over everything and then jack off with stuff, and yeah. That's awful. So it was all like dildos
it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Sounds like
Reno Women's Expo, great event. The gem convention, the psychic fair was still also happening. Over
did
the
they
same
know?
Time.
Did they see you coming?
They're in different rooms, but near each other, and it's very so copacetic event. That's good. You get more housewives at one, more hippies at the other, but there's a lot of crossover.
There is. Yeah.
I really? Feel psychic and feminine.
Sounds like a whole day.
Rick, it would have changed your life. You would have given up Jesus and started dating a woman.
There is there's nothing
it's a women,
I would go to
it's,
less.
It's a women's expo at the end of the
Jesus.
Night. They expo.
You know,
no,
something I will never, ever need to buy, douche. tampons. Actually, I do have tampons. So
enema
kits. Enema kits.
I don't even
want
to know what you do with those.
It's not the same thing. I don't do anything. I have them in caso de emergencia, as they say south of the border. In case of emergency.
But there, Rika was great. And then we came over to the Chazapalooza a couple hours later after we went home and changed.
Mm-hmm.
And she put on her favorite new little party dress. It has little purple horses on it. And we got to the show and we got to watch, what was it, Spike and Jackson were playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that was the Candy Shop reunion.
Oh,
yeah.
man, that was so awesome.
So amazing.
It was, they did play a good set. They played a great set. And their last set, Riku got to sing Damage Control with them.
Nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Cheyenne let her take the whole chorus a couple of times. They did it together a couple times.
It was beautiful.
That was
really
cool.
Beautiful.
Really awesome.
And Riku the whole time danced and rocked out for her mom's band.
She super rock star days.
Well, because she knows all the songs, right? She just has to do a show.
Right. Oh, yeah. And she was like, you know, doing interpretive dancing, and it was awesome. A little while later, Nick was playing, and he had a great set, too. And he called Riku up on the stage to sing a little Rock and Roll Baby.
That was cool.
And she did it all by herself. Yeah. Like, a little backup vocals from Dad for just one little bit. But but the rest of the song, she did it herself. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Tommy and Undead Ted for their music, too.
Yeah.
Of course, the Vampirates do an acoustic set.
Oh,
hello?
My God. I'm so sorry.
Hello? Hello?
And then you're like, oh, okay, that was fun. And then this
That was about the time we left.
From Portland Is called that like, Happy Death.
Happy Death.
We're
that
fucking
was it.
Awesome. Dude. It was like
rock and roll.
Goth piano.
Yeah.
With
little,
the
like,
fog machine. And...
Maybe like...
it was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Kind of Dandy Warhol-ish.
Cool. And okay, one lucky cool. motherfucker is all I can say.
That sounds really rad.
More gothic-y, really rad. more...
like goth metal.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Dirty. A little bit.
But it was like techno-ish.
Techno-poppy goth metal stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It kind of had
it
a
sounds
wash,
like you
would have
really liked it, Rick.
Yeah. No, that's right up my...
A lot of processed
Allie.
Vocals.
Yeah. Your dot, dot, dot.
So that
Allie.
Was awesome. And I got to do sound all day and... Was coming off of Todd and Jessica's wedding.
Oh, right. The Saturday.
Congratulate you, sir, on doing a wonderful job as their sermon their reverend.
Reverend? Thank you. Reverend. We didn't really talk about it on the show.
Your sermon was awesome. Whatever you call it.
I officiated my very first wedding this past
Saturday.
No
shit. You always say you could do that, but nobody would ever trust you.
No, I didn't.
To show
People
up.
Ask me to do it regularly. I never had the permanent certificate.
Oh.
And let's just stress that word. Permanent certificate to perform
really
marriages
to
in the state of Rhode
Island. Was that 50 bucks or
more efficient?
Closer to 200.
No shit.
Wow.
Well, there's all of the fees individually. None of them are more than $75, of course.
Right, but there's,
but
a,
there's
bunch
a whole
of
bunch of them.
Yeah. Right. No idea.
But yeah, I am now priest for hire. And I don't know, I wrote a nice little convocation.
Wow.
If you will, for a sermon for Todd and Jess.
It was beautiful, man.
It was fun. They wanted a little bit of rock and roll, so I teased them a bit. And it was good. And then I made it serious and nice and happy.
No, it was really great. The house was
All right, I'll put it this way. Her mom liked it.
Yeah.
That Boom. Matters. I win.
Bam.
I win.
Win.
Her mom was, I know, a little sketchy about me. Oh, he seems nice, but he's a pastor of what?
Yeah. And that's like Felix
tradition?
Was saying, we weren't sure if you were going to be
tradition.
All like
off the rails
podcast roasty guy.
Yeah.
And you started out the gate kind of like that because you're like, well, you all know me like this. And then you like, you did your whole thing still like you, but you said all the right shit. So it was beautiful. And all the words were placed in the right spot. And you were, it was good. You're very meticulous. Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank
very
you.
Good.
I felt good about it.
Yeah,
I did.
We were all impressed.
I did throw in a worst little podcast plug right before I said
oh
I now pronounce
God.
It. Just to get one last laugh.
That was the biggest
Turned
laugh.
The
oh no, I got a huge laugh. Yeah. Everybody was with me. I had written it in as a possible joke, but if it wasn't going that way, I was going to leave it out. Everybody was with me. I threw it in. Yeah. I got one enormous laugh,
Very
and
nice.
Everybody's cheering and having a great time
Very
while
nice.
The bride and groom kiss.
All right.
Oh. It made the moment, I think. It really did. It,
well,
it
maybe we got some new listeners this week.
Ah, hilarious.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Rory's a whore!
No, it was a tasteful plug. And I did slur it.
Thank you, Vampirates.
I did slur it, too, so you couldn't really tell.
Oh, no, that was Bodabest. Bodabest.
So you interrupted the wedding, and we don't get the plug.
No, anybody who knows what the show was got the joke.
So
anybody who didn't know what the show was
People who already know about
joke.
It know. Okay.
Yeah. Where's the caucus?
Again, it's propriety intact. Plugging my podcast in a wedding speech.
Thanks for listening, new, new listeners.
Any new listeners out there, welcome aboard the gravy train. And a very sincere congratulations from the Worst Little Podcast to Todd and Jessica. They're two very beautiful people.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Well done.
And I did introduce them as Mr. and Mrs. Jessica Imus.
Yeah. They all like that too.
Yeah. Well, just come on now. That's just truth.
Did you see that little dog that looked like Todd in up by the cake? This cake was amazing too.
Oh yeah, their cake was books.
Big stack
oh, the
of
little
big
Todd
books
doll. Yeah,
the little Todd doll next to it with the.
It's like one of those you go oh to God, you go to so like Michael's and they're all those like barrels of heads and bodies and arms and legs, of little dolls that old ladies can put together.
Right.
I have never gone there and seen that ever.
Oh yeah, there's like
a bin full.
I know it's like a horror flick.
It. Oh, and they're different sizes and with different hair colors. It's really cool. But there's they made a little one with a denim jacket and jeans and a white T-shirt on and ginger mutton chops, and it looks just like Todd.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of really creepy.
You think? Yeah.
Their house was really beautiful. And
yeah, it was. Jessica did all the decorations herself.
Did all that. It was great.
They're on their honeymoon now.
Yeah.
Across the street from their house.
Aww,
what is across
no,
the street?
No, no, I'm not going to mention it any more detail than that. But they are not far away in a luxurious arms of matrimonial bliss.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. So to them, haha.
Haha.
So yeah, so backwards, it was a big fucking weekend.
You know, what a weekend. Candy Shop reunion. That was kind of a big deal
Jesus,
for me.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh,
to work with Maya again. In the last like year, it's crazy.
Margie,
we're like,
love me some Margie.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you guys sounded great. And I hear there might be a possibility of them being on the Merry Anarchy bill.
Yes,
awesome.
Yeah, they're gonna be.
So it might not be your last time out there.
We are gonna be
candy shoppers.
Yeah.
So
well, stepping backwards.
I want to shout out to Pixie Sticks. Their
stepping
drummer,
even further backwards. Fine. Oh, wait. We're talking about Rick. Okay.
Last Wednesday. Well, and Nick, too.
No.
Last Wednesday
was
the Michelle Pappas CD release party out at the Wildflower Village.
Oh, yeah.
And I had never seen a show out there, and she packed the room, which they expanded. It's bigger than it used to be. And that was really awesome. And then right after that, the CD release party for Actress Killed Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. I was there
that
for that.
Was awesome.
Nick was totally there for that.
Yeah. What was the name? The band
Chaz
before?
Battle Hoots.
And I bought their record.
Damn.
They were selling vinyl. If anybody sells vinyl, buy it. They made vinyl.
Right.
Battle Hooch was
amazing. They were so rad.
Awesome.
And
Actress Killed Lincoln was
damn and
good
keyboards
too.
Played by a shirtless ginger. I was just like, this sounds better already before I even hear a note.
Well, I didn't get to catch their CD release show, but if you're interested in hearing a review of the Actors Killed Lincoln CD, check it out in the November issue of the Reno Tahoe Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
November
right
2013. Yeah.
Right. Not this next November.
Right.
Yeah.
I got
Corey never does anything that far in advance.
I got an enormous. Yeah. It's totally in advance. I got a 6-month preview on this, dude.
Oh, no, but not in advance.
Yeah,
out in
you
November.
Did it before. You didn't do it in advance. You don't have the plan to do it this next November.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what I'm writing about next November.
Really?
Yeah. Why Chaz Dawes sucks donkey balls.
And we're so happy.
He's writing it down.
He's off the mainland.
Your mother's a whore.
Oh, my God.
Who exactly
oh,
is
Riku.
Yeah, well, Riku rocked.
I say it's about time for a song.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
How cool. Do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, what should we do?
Diana, okay. Silent in the corner. Do you have an opinion?
Huh?
We can do a song. That sounds great, right?
Diana's on heroin right now.
I swear there was nothing in that.
More heroin?
Excuse me, codeine. Codeine.
Codeine, exactly.
Codeine.
Yeah, prescription.
Coffee.
I have this prescription. So what are our options, sister?
Madness Rider, Sweet Seven, Friend.
You guys want to do Sweet Seven?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Always.
It's a kind of triangle, right?
Thank you, Josh.
Yeah. Good to have you here when you're not here.
Oh, yeah.
How many times does he say that in the average show, by the way, when he's here?
No, you know what he says a lot is,
don't be gross, Rick.
There's one of those every show, which is terrible because he says things like,
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Yeah, come on, Chewy. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
He thinks about that a lot out in the mines. Wait, he's out in the mines.
Uh-huh.
He's out
doing his work. It's a lot like laying pipe, but with
butt. You're right.
Yeah, he's laying brick. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so great to have Chewy on when he's not here, too. I mean, in addition to when he's here.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Chewy, when you come back, do you want to rub all of our bums?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm going to go to Costco probably and get it.
Strangers, then.
Fuck it.
It's available in bulk.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. All right, I think...
I'm sorry. We should do a song, huh?
We should call.
Is it okay if we do a song, Chewy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think Diana starts this one off.
No,
we're not doing Riders on the Storm?
No, we're doing Sweet 7.
Oh, Sweet 7. I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up.
It was all even right. Your idea, my friend.
I
know, Nick.
I am off today a little bit. I had a real good time last night at the Chazzapalooza.
Really good time last night. Oh,
and
Jesus.
Didn't get that much sleep. So,
all right, here we are.
Here we go.
5, 6, 7, 8. I'm gonna fight him off. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Taking their time right behind my back. Back and forth through my mind behind a cigarette. And the message coming from my eyes says, leave it alone. And a message coming from my bones, tell me find a home. I'm gonna Wichita, straight from the summer of my mother. I'm gonna wear the stripes, make a sweat drip out of every pore. And the stains coming from my blood tell me go back home.
So, wow. What do you think?
I thought that was a great job. Thanks. Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
I always like that one.
Wonderful mix.
They are just having a great time in this studio, people.
It's crazy.
I'm glad I could end up on a high note.
Smooth sailing. Oh,
yeah. I have to admit, this is our last performance with Chaz. We had a little sip of the hooch, you know.
Yeah. Sip of the hooch.
Slurping.
Uh-huh. That's what the kids are calling it.
Yeah.
You know slurping when you have a hit of the hooch?
Yeah. The shine.
Slurping.
Yeah, Felix brought over some clamper moonshine to my house.
Oh,
that's
nice. I've heard about that going around. My friend made that, and I want some really bad.
Pretty
he makes good apple
good.
Pie. He makes really good apple pie.
It was a late night for me, too, even though I was at home.
That's, it tastes like candy.
Yeah, so it does. Good. It does taste like dessert.
So how was D&D night?
Oh, D&D night's always great. We gather around, pretend we're vampires, and terrorize the cities of the United States. But that's enough about that. I hate talking about that.
I want to hear about your 27 nights.
Dirty cocksucker.
Nerds.
And if I could say that about you, wow.
Even I thought that was
yeah,
gay.
When the acapella band's all, that's pretty nerdy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised who games.
Yeah, you would. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Yo.
The cool kids.
Yeah, the cool kids. That's right. That's right. So this is generally the portion of the show where I'd ask the band, so hey, what's coming up for you in the near future? But really, Chaz, what's happening for you in the near future?
I'm moving the fuck to Hawaii.
Yeah. Yay!
I'm moving the fuck to Hawaii. That should be a better take there. When I was over there, I landed on the west side of the island, which is very Southern California.
Okay.
So not my scene, because that's where I'm from. But I went on the internet looking for a place on this side of the island, and I find this woman. She looks to be around 60 years old, and she's got a couple dogs, and I always get along well with postmenopausal women. You get a couple dogs, you can't be too crazy, right? So
right,
I find
right.
out four things within the first 3 minutes. One, she's an acupuncturist, so might be a massage therapist. We see eye to eye on that.
Right,
she spent
right.
over a decade in San Diego, my hometown, running the Repertory Theater. I'm like, wow, I love the theater. I even went to an arts high school in San Diego. She's like, you did? Do you know Priscilla Allen? I'm like, yeah, she was my high school drama teacher. Oh, we're great friends. Well, you realize she passed like 6 months ago, right? Oh, yeah, but we still talk all the time.
Right.
This is somebody I randomly meet over the internet, you know, and it's just
excellent.
She's awesome. She's a mentor. I just fell into this amazing situation. She has all of these connections, this tiny little town.
Oh,
that's where I'll be staying.
Excellent.
That's where I'm going to be going back to. I'm so fucking lucky, dude. If yesterday and how many fucking people show up to the Chazapalooza didn't prove it to you, that should right there. I'm very, very fortunate.
Yeah,
you will be missed for sure.
Thank you.
There was a really good turnout for Chazapalooza.
Yes, there was.
Like, finally, the winter's over. Everybody came. Everybody wanted to come out for a show.
It was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
A lot of love in the room. It was like people were saying it's like a little mini Mary Anarchy.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey. Yes. What weekend is that, Nick?
May 16th and 17th. Mr. Roy Doubt.
May 16th and 17th at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Yeah. Both rooms this year.
Nice.
Yep.
We're going to feature over 40 bands.
Yeah. No.
No?
Huh. I'm not going that big.
30.
At the most.
Okay. About 30 bands. No, that is a lot.
It could be like 24, 25.
Yeah.
Because you have fewer bands. They play longer.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, it's the 10-year anniversary.
Breakdown.
So
I really want to give some people some time, and I don't know.
Yeah, that was one of the nice things about the Chazapalooza.
The last one was 30 bands.
Full sets.
And that drove me nuts. So I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, then.
As opposed to a half-hour set or 25 minutes, it's a little rough.
And we have a lot of bands already lined up, but if you're interested in doing any sort of spoken word or variety acts, please get a hold of me, Reverend Rory Dowd at yahoo.com, and I'll see what we can do on outside stage.
So, any big names yet, Nick?
We got Actors Kill Lincoln.
Sweet.
Awesome.
I love that.
We got...
Meh. Oh.
They were so awesome the other night.
Yeah, I don't have the list in front of me. And so I will just say, one of my favorites is Actors. They're going to be there.
Sweet.
A bunch of the old school Mary Anarchy people and a bunch of new school stuff.
Sweet.
Don't forget, this is the 10th anniversary of Mary Anarchy.
And we're probably missing it, man. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be here in spirit.
You can always look at pictures.
Yep.
You can literally call any of us during it. You know when it's happening.
Yes,
and you know where we're all going to be.
You can go recreate it. Yeah.
Organize Mary Anarchy Hawaii.
On Mary Anarchy. Yeah, there you go.
I am a pathfinder. I don't know if I'm capable of that level of pathfinder.
Yeah.
The whole idea of the Chazapalooza was to get it out there that within 18 months, I'm going to have a room for people to come and stay for free.
Excellent.
Damn.
Just get the plane ticket?
Yep, just get the plane ticket.
Sweet. And free massages.
Yeah, no, you might have to pay for my services. Just maybe. But I'll give you a bed. That I will give you.
If I clean awesome. Part of your house, do I get a massage while I'm there?
Oh, yeah. I'll clean a toilet
like
for a massage.
Like in trade kind of thing.
Jesus Christ. I'll clean the shower, too.
Nine.
No, okay. That just goes a lot for me.
Nine showers? That's not even fair.
When I have friends who let me stay at, like on their couch, invade their space for a time, while I'm there, I like to do something, like clean up a little, do
that's
something.
That's considerate.
Right.
You're
like,
a considerate. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you
right,
do. Like
and he really over. Wants
it
a massage.
He's not going to earn you a massage. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you
full
should. Yeah.
Body massage.
What about hey. An addition to the back, like a patio?
Oh, I thought you meant an addition to the back like your anus.
Like your front.
If I give you an addition to the back, will you give me a back rub yeah. first.
You gotta work hard, man. You gotta work hard. It's my living. It's what I do.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Excellent.
Sorry. So
you want to get to that
anyway.
Quiz, Nick?
Yeah, I guess so. Or we could do another nice. Song and then the quiz.
Yeah, we could do another song.
Oh, let's do another song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do we want to do?
To another song, the quiz, then we'll do a song and we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now right, let's do Friends for a friend, Chad.
Nick hates me today.
I love you, Rory.
He's so irritated by me.
No, I'm not.
I can and feel it.
No. You're crazy.
I got bros in different area codes.
Ready? And scene.
5, 6, 7, 8. Ooh.
Have you ever had a girl that you tried to date and you made her make love? She wanted you to wait. Let me tell you all about my situation. Trying to find love in this U.S. nation. The way I met her, I was at a concert. She had nice long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got off stage dripping, pouring with sweat. Walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? So I yell in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions. See, 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had a 5'6" face, but her ass was straight raw. I was dropping my bass, she was throwing me in range. When I popped the question, she had to kind of strange, so I asked her straight up, do you have a man? She tried to pretend to say no. Oh no, I only have a friend. Really, woman? I know you used to see a lot of the boys out there, but I'm a man, and I got feelings, and you're gonna hear that shit right fucking now. Oh baby, you got what I need.
And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
Oh darling, you got what I need.
And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
So I took Blah-Blah's word for it at this time. I thought just being friends couldn't be no crime. Cause I got friends, and that's a fact. Like Valkyrie, Diana might be Nick and Jack. Forget about that, let's go back to the story about a girl named Blah-Blah-Blah that adore me. We start talking, getting familiar, spend a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. All this sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in some retreat. So after this is done, everything's cool. Tour is over, I should go back to school. I call her every day to see how she was doing. Every time I call, though, something was brewing. One day I call, some guy picks up. I call right back again, say, yo, who's that? Oh, he's just a friend. Really? Oh, baby, you got what I need. And you say
he's just a friend.
And you say
he's just a friend.
Oh, darling, you got what I need. And you say
he's just a friend.
And you say
he's just a friend.
Oh, darling, you got what I need. And you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend.
Yeah.
He has fun.
Word up.
I thought you were going to do the theme to Friends, and that was way better.
That would be fun, though. I'm not gonna lie.
I'll be there for you.
And you guys really did kill that at Chazapalooza. That was like, yeah. You had a good performance of it.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It was, like, I think
the
it was
crowd
little...
was with you. You were all really into it. You were hitting it. It was good.
The Reno Nation, I believe I said yesterday. That was lots of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Reno.
This is a nation. Losers and lunatics.
And fine,
we
fine
do,
artists.
We do
friend.
Fine, I think.
Well, that's where you find the fine artists is within the losers and
oh,
lunatics.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a Venn diagram.
Is
right
that true?
I
am both. What? A loser or a lunatic?
I am both.
Oh, then you're all three is what you mean. You're an artist as well.
I never said that, but thank you, Nick.
True artist, yes.
Take that one.
Very nice.
Yeah, see how I did that? All right, Rick, some music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, which three people in this room haven't really heard or taken in a couple of years, so questions may have changed. Actually, no. Diana takes this quiz every, like, six fucking months.
Four times.
I got, arguably, Diana, you are our most, like, you've been here more often than any other guest on
Is
the history
a fact?
Of the show.
Could be.
It's a close running.
She's a busy
you beat
gal.
Layla.
Besides, maybe.
Have you been here, like, 10 times?
I want to say at least six, though.
Way.
Yeah.
She's a busy gal. She does a lot of stuff.
You've been in here for lots of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
well.
But so she's regularly updated on the quiz, but let's see if she knows any of these questions.
Yeah, this is Valkyrie's first show for sure.
Yeah, this
my
is my
second.
Show ever.
For Your sure. first show ever?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You weren't on some drunken
no.
broadcast at one point?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, we want to say hi to our old friend Monica, who used to sing with us.
Hell yeah, Monica.
Yeah. Everybody, this is Valerie, Valkyrie.
Atomica is missed, and Valkyrie
I'm sorry.
Is
wow,
glad
I,
we
I
never
am.
Went over, like, who's here, huh?
Yo,
we
yo.
Never did do that. We just assume everybody knows everybody.
It is pretty much the same lineup.
Well, so as we go around to start this quiz,
well,
from
good.
My left around the corner, we'll start with you, lovely lady. What's your name? Speak into the mic.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Tyler.
A.K.A.
Or, you know,
Valkyrie.
Miss Mess of the Reno Cleanup Project, or mm-hmm. the Miss Mess Project.
Getting that thing started.
Band hopefully. Name Valkyrie.
Excellent. Valkyrie. Band name Valkyrie. Oh, best name.
And who are you, young man?
I'm Beatnik.
It's Yo. Beatnik. And where are you from?
I'm from Greenwich Village.
Is that where you were conceived?
Hey. I was sure. conceived in Greenwich Village, sure. but then I moved out west, and then I came back to settle in Reno.
Your zygote moved out west? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And you, sir, the big man.
Chaz, a.k.a. Purple Jesus, band name, I am the Purple Monkey.
Wow. Okay, then. And you lovely Thank young lady right here.
What's happening? I'm Diana.
Excellent.
Yeah. A.K.A.
And you are the voices behind Hella Acapella. Wonderful
Hi.
To have you in the studio.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So for your first question, we're going to start you off with something pretty easy here. Pretty easy. What was the first rock show you ever went to? Valerie.
First rock show I ever went to was in a basement in Oregon in Lincoln City.
Nice.
I don't know the names of the bands, but I think I know some of the people still that were in the bands. I just don't remember the names. They had like four of them.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Show.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. First rock show, not like show ever. But
Mr. Beatnik.
I would say, well, my mom had me in her stomach at Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin. So I don't know if that counts.
No, like the first show you went to.
Fuck you, Nick.
Santana. Sorry,
Thank
Mike.
You. Fail.
I'm sorry, buddy. Santana. San Jose. I was like 9 or 10.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Santana.
Yeah.
Chaz.
I'm Mexican, dude. We like Santana.
Deal with
wow.
it.
Wow.
Sorry.
I wasn't being a bigot.
I know.
Oh, terrible.
Thank you.
You made a terrible. Face.
So my first show was concert sort of festival called X-Fest. They held it in Tijuana at Agua Caliente, the huge racetrack. It was like 70,000 people showed up, and the headliners were Oingo Boingo.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
random.
No, it was fucking amazing. Are you kidding me? Amazing.
Agua Caliente is Spanish for water caliente. So
that's hot water.
It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how do you say hot water? How do you say hot water, Rick, huh? Huh?
Think I'm in it.
Faggot.
I know.
Diana.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Lost
I know.
Sands of time.
Wait, so you've been blacking out shows since you were younger.
She started drinking at 9.
I'm saying,
oh, you need to copy that. Really, I'm saying,
I don't know.
Diana, her face is red. She can't speak. For
Diana bites.
You've got to remember.
I know.
Was the last show you remember, like this last weekend, or like?
I know. I remember going to Chazapalooza.
Good. Yesterday.
Remember the beginning of
good.
No, really. No, like, what's the earliest one you can think of?
Tell me, what's the first thing you remember? Well, I was about 4.
I walked into this office.
I was trying to find a free dress.
No, I don't know. I've been around music a long time.
What was the first rock show? like you paid a cover to get into the show.
Or bought tickets and went to
Maybe like Real Big Fish or something like that. Or
okay, that's...
Yeah, or like...
That's an answer.
Sometime in the last 15 years. Somewhere, back there.
She would have gotten good points, but she felt the need to rub it in our faces that she's been around music longer than all of us. So
yeah,
she gets negative 10.
Nice.
You fail.
I didn't know you get negative points.
Well, we'll start with...
No, you can't.
Who would you want to start a fist fight with in all history?
Diana.
Damn it. I know. No, I think I've already used you. Sorry. I've used you before, and I think I used Chuck Norris before, too.
That sounds about right, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. There's this cut at work.
That ding is an acceptable answer. That gets you big points, actually.
Oh. Zero to hero.
Oh my God.
Chaz.
I'm going to go with Mahatma Gandhi.
Whoa. Gandhi, nice answer. I like that.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Hello, Dick.
I'm going to say Hayden Christensen.
Ooh.
Ooh. For ruining things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you on that.
Or the little kid. The little kid who played Darth Vader, maybe. But I don't want to hit children, so I'll go Hayden
Christensen.
No,
ruined it far
by
more.
Now, man.
That poor
years.
Little kid, it wasn't his fault.
Oh, and that little kid's
Hayden
like
Christensen
got to be
better,
20
though.
These days. Yeah.
Horrible
should.
Actor.
Should have known okay. better.
Natalie
Portman, though? Kanye!
Ooh.
Nice!
That's a good answer.
Nice.
We had that recently, haven't we?
I don't
I'm,
think
I hope so because I
don't
know who else wouldn't hate him. It's like in the same thing as, you know, the Miley Cyrus and...
Well,
Bieber,
Kim Kardashian,
right?
his wife.
Well, I just kind of group them as the same
yes,
person.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, a Bradgelina sort of
miserable
thing.
Miserable people.
Gotcha.
Who doesn't believe in books? I'm just saying.
Val, I'm going to go.
Let's not go over that again.
That hurts.
You know, John Waters says if you go to somebody's house to bang them and they don't have books,
don't
fuck
bang
them.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, Val, I'm going to guess you're no stranger to the internet. When you search for pornographic materials, what are your favorite keywords in the search box?
What are you looking to see?
What do you like to look for?
Are you all about that?
It's all about facial. It's all about big black. What?
You know, honestly, it's all about the hardcore for me.
She's got a gold tooth. You know she's hardcore.
Somebody thought that I had a gold tooth the other day. Totally didn't, obviously.
Nick? Search to jerk.
Probably like big ass.
Nice. Nice.
Made it the first time anyway, and then I gotta look for something else, you know.
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
Well, you know, that's kind of the thing.
Jazz.
Yeah, I seem all nice and innocent, but I definitely say hardcore.
Whoa. Hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when we say hardcore, we talking like hardcore or hardcore like leather.
I do enjoy
like hardcore. There's a lot of varieties of hardcore.
Bondage is fun, and so that's fun. But that's kind of hard to find when it's anywhere near decent.
Do you want to play Barbies? I have Barbies at my house.
Yeah,
honey,
porn and your daughter's voice. That really goes well together.
So
yeah,
bad.
Blame it on the faggot.
I know.
That was a bad
horrible.
Drop. No dropping Riku during
the sex question.
Just keep her out of the
it
quiz.
It makes everybody
general.
Lose their boner, Rick.
How about the princess story?
later.
Yeah, like, well, there's that softcore Cinemax bullshit. If I wanted to see that, I'd watch Watchmen again. It's terrible.
So you just, when you say hardcore, you just mean a dick going in something.
Well, it doesn't have to be a dick.
Okay. All right. All right. Now we're getting a little more specific. Diana, what are your favorite search terms?
Tattoos, hardcore, and compilation.
Tattoos, oh, hardcore, compilation.
High five. High five.
And no hesitation.
And I had an answer.
And who,
one.
And who actually, spells compilation with a U?
Yes.
Exactly. Terrible.
We've all been there.
Oh, Lord.
I think that's
thank you, Dick.
speaking of this, how often do you masturbate, Valerie?
Oh, well, I'm going to say that totally depends.
How often do you captain the
on
boat?
On average, I'm going to say 5 to 10 times a week.
Yeah.
That's a healthy girl.
I was hoping day would be the end of that sentence, but whatever.
Spunk.
All right, based on a week, I'd
she's
say...
just constantly in the corner. Hang on, just a second. I gotta answer this text message.
Probably around the same frequency, maybe a dozen times a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd safely say with schedule, but it's important, you know, because I touch
a 7-day
all
week.
The time. But I'll
a 7-day week.
Sexuality, it's a bad scene.
True that. That's very important.
Yes. And just so you know, he does wash his hands, you guys.
Between sessions, yes.
Right. So
it's fine. Rolling around in somebody else's sweaty tissue paper, like after they leave.
Spunk examinations are always free.
I'd like to put that at the bottom of my flyer.
Ding. Diana.
Oh, well.
What was the question?
I like a good, like, 3 orgasms a day, so it keeps me from not punching that girl in the face.
Another
strong
answer.
However, I have to, yeah, whatever, I achieve that. Sometimes, I don't, you know, sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man involved.
3 times out of 5.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
excellent answers, everybody. Diana, what would you want as your last meal? Switching gears.
Oh, that is quite switching gears. Fuck. I don't know.
Shall we come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Jazz, food?
One of the things I found in Hilo was the best Thai food I've ever had by far. Cold out of the refrigerator the next day is better than Bangkok. Hot on my plate.
Wow.
That is how fucking good it is. And sambats, green chili, chicken, whatever the fuck you want. Just green chili, curry, just happiness.
Gotcha.
That's what I want.
All right.
Yeah.
Nick.
I want a pan roast with fresh French bread and butter and maybe a light salad. And
Chianti.
Maybe, pan roast is so good.
Yeah, I'll probably be pretty full after that pan roast before I die. That's my answer.
Okay.
So this has actually been something that I've been thinking about for weeks because it was a topic in the generator for one of their potlucks. And so So my best thought was fresh sushi and fresh crab, like 5 pounds of crab. Talking that
like
kid
crack
says.
Open the shells
oh, yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, yeah, like you got to spend the time and energy on it, right? And
that'd be
then,
great, so you could stretch out your life that way if you order right. some food.
Like, I have 10 pounds
of fish
meal. I have to eat.
I want extra large.
And then I would like a huge brownie sundae.
Oh,
all the fixings, caramel. And
lots and lots of chocolate. Can I have some chocolate on my chocolate, please?
All right, I'll go with faux sriracha.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nice call.
I myself generally don't answer this question,
yeah,
but I'll say it.
People.
Prepared in a nice white wine sauce with a little potatoes on the side.
The other white meat.
Live it up.
If it's my last fucking meal, why not?
Why not?
Lack of exercise in this society?
Have the taboo.
Like
have
but
the
would
ultimate
you eat yourself?
If prepared correctly.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, if done right and I wasn't feeling much pain, sure. And it, yeah, we could work this out.
All right.
Yeah, I could masturbate without blowing myself.
But, you know, that's what homeless people are for.
I can
what?
Do that, too.
Wow.
Where and when did you lose your virginity, Valerie?
In some random apartment.
Yeah.
Here around Reno when I was living in Fernley.
Yeah.
When I was 2 months before I was 16.
That's what happens dirty, when your kids come girl. To the big city.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jeez. Gonna go to that double wide in the sky.
Oh, no, that was the second time.
Nikki.
Like your mom.
I answered this
covered
before.
This on a previous podcast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Chaz covered this on a previous podcast. Diana covered this on a previous podcast. Oh, wait, well, did we ask that question last time?
I don't know.
Diana's answered it.
Well, okay.
You feel free.
I do.
See if we remember.
It's not that it's
side of a volcano.
It might be a different. Yeah, exactly.
It might be a different answer.
It wasn't that I was a little old. I was for Americans. I was 20, and it was a nice, fiery relationship. It lasted about 2 weeks, and then she completely disappears for about
That's
a week.
That's the best.
And then she reappears and tells me that she had a psychotic break from a bipolar episode. And had put herself away, but when she was away, she was getting shock treatments, and then she met her true love in the line for shock treatments.
Oh. And that's what happens when you
she
bang Jazz.
She saved your life.
Yes, she did.
Jazz's right. dick will make you have psychotic episodes.
There you go.
Or that, yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the moral of the story was on that one.
Well, I just had to throw it out there.
But good, fuck good job for doing
I don't remember that story.
I have a weird story.
I don't remember that story at all. Wait, what did
we
you say?
I have a weird story. I got a phone call at 3 a.m. the other night from the police saying that there was a gun report fired or a gunshot fired from my ex-husband's apartment. They're like, do you know this man? I have no idea what happened.
Cited?
But,
no.
Yeah.
Cited?
Yeah.
Well,
I know, weird.
Yeah. I only thought he shot like electronic guns at the screen. No,
just say it. I hope he.
Maybe we'll have an update on next show.
Yeah, maybe we won't.
Yeah,
Diana, what was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
Oh God! This
I think it was a Bush album.
Bush.
Yeah, okay. I think I was in like fifth grade.
Sounds about right. Yeah. Chaz?
I'd have to say Genesis, Invisible Touch.
Ooh.
It's not that bad. Not that bad.
Yeah, if you say so.
There's some talent in there.
Like,
there is.
Like, side B is really all that bad. Nick?
Cool in the Gang, Celebration.
Yeah.
Nice.
Valerie?
Mine was the Reality Bites soundtrack.
Ah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
song. We all. Oh yeah, good. We get to Valerie. Oh.
Nice in the 90s.
All right, Nick, very take it 90s. Over with.
Oh,
rapid fire.
You can rapid fire yourself.
Okay.
You just have to answer them.
As
you go.
Beatles. Close Elvis or Beatles. Beatles.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Unless you want to do the rapid fire for it.
Chocolate or bacon?
Bacon.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Bacon.
I think this is going good.
let's say worst little podcast or television.
Worst little podcast.
Worst little podcast.
That was a pretty one-sided question.
Yeah, it's okay.
Only because television isn't sitting here looking at you.
Fuck you, TV. I'm just kidding. I love you.
Judging us.
Let's never fight again.
Okay. Let's just change it up a little bit. Pet store or adoption?
Adoption.
Adoption.
Yeah.
Adoption.
Cancer or no cancer? No cancer. Yeah.
You're a horrible
I hate
person.
Cancer.
Are you a decent human being?
Cancer bad. AIDS or cancer?
Oh.
Oh.
That's too personal. I can't do that.
Oh. Should you take the zero?
I'll take the zero on that. That's fine.
Okay, I'd have to say. I'm gonna say AIDS.
Yeah, I'd have to go AIDS.
AIDS.
AIDS for all, except Valerie, who won't go to a doctor or tell us, and then her children will have no idea what their medical history is.
What do you do about it, Valerie? I'm going to stop thinking about it. Okay.
It'll make it all better.
Would you rather have, like, pizza or tacos?
Tacos, actually.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Okay.
Dyke.
Oh, and I pick, I'd have to pick tacos myself. Although I fucking love pizza. That's a hard question.
Good.
You're racially profiling yourself, I realize.
Oh, yeah. No wonder I'm Mexican. I didn't even think about that.
I like the tacos.
But I also like
no wonder you like tacos.
Hey, I'm Italian. What do you want?
Yeah. Let's go with a little harder question. Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Have red hair? That'd be hot.
I'd love red hair.
Ginger.
Bunch of homophobes.
Come on, Nick.
Oh, I pick... Well, just to be contrary, I'll pick gay.
Yeah! So wait, Nick, say that again.
I'm bisexual,
just
so it
doesn't
matter.
Just to be contrary, I'll pick gay.
Does it matter that I'm Rory bisexual, so it doesn't matter I'm already
set up a little higher
gay?
In a seat.
I guess the best of both worlds.
You like that?
Just helping you out, Rick.
I wish, and it didn't work out, though, but maybe not.
Another rapid fire. This isn't very rapid when no, I'm involved in the questions.
I think it's fine.
It's working.
Let's go with a music one again. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar? I'm going to say Jett.
I'm going to say Jett.
Jett.
Okay. Let's go with another music one. Led Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
I'm going to be the contrarian, even though it's not true. The Who.
Errol Flynn or Kevin Costner?
Errol Flynn.
Who?
Thank
you.
I don't know who either of those people are.
Yeah, wait, which name did you not recognize?
I know Kevin Costner.
I'm sorry.
Just checking. You are a little young.
When I say Errol Flynn or Kevin Costner, what movie comes to mind? What character?
Dances with Wolves.
So we're the only ones who get the question right.
Thank you.
And then, well, Errol Flynn, I know who Errol Flynn is.
Errol Flynn was so hot that he met his second wife while on trial for rape.
Oh,
and then she
and,
married
oh,
him.
And died, and died on a 70-foot yacht with a 19-year-old.
And had the body
at the age of,
a, of
80.
Oh,
do I really
no,
have to
it was
choose
like,
Kevin
I thought
Costner?
He was 60, but he looked like he was 80. And then, no, but really, imagine you're on trial for rape, and then you're like, hey, baby, how's it going? Oh, fine, what are you doing here? I'm on trial for rape. You want to go out?
And I did not say that it was a 19-year-old girl.
Ho-ho!
He was so adorable, but yeah.
Wow.
Beat up or arrested?
Oh, arrested.
Beat up.
Vomit or diarrhea?
I'm going to say arrested.
I keep forgetting you're in it. I'm sorry, Nick.
It's okay.
Oh.
Vomit or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Vomit.
It's an old friend, huh? Like, I can handle
no hesitation.
It.
She knows how to play this game.
like really. You can do
all
that
right.
Anywhere.
Couple more.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars all the way around. If you can live in a world with only Star Wars or the Beatles, which one do you pick?
Beatles.
I'm going to pick Beatles, too. Yeah. All right.
Thank you for
there
that.
There you go. That's your rapid fire.
Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Han Solo.
I'm going to go
Indiana Jones.
Even split.
Interesting.
Wow, that was a tight game, ladies. Actually, not really. Nick comes in last place with
whatever.
Only 158,000 points.
That's
fuck
a lot of
you,
points.
Rory.
Valerie.
Fuck you, Nick.
Narrowly beat out
you,
Chaz,
Mike.
Who only had 167 and 12.
Million.
Thousand.
Sure.
You had 168.
Billion.
However many billion thousand.
Stop it. 479.
I'm getting confused.
Diana, on the other hand, killed it with a, with a shattering 264,006.
Well, you take the quiz 100 times and you eventually get good
you'll
at it.
You'll finally win. Yeah. And for a prize, I'm giving Chaz stickers, not you.
Good. I don't need any more.
You've got some of these. And Chaz, I want you to put these stickers of the worst little podcast and fuck the Rory, Reverend Rory Dowd.
On the car in Hawaii.
Or random bathrooms at bars. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tag it.
Okay.
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Like, right. Really? Here. I'm just going to give you this whole bag of stickers. You will have them for months.
If not years.
That's a lot of stickers.
All right, fine. I'll do this later.
Time out.
Okay. Let's have a song.
Are we waiting on me?
Yes.
All right. Sorry. All right. Tall to tall, dancing very close, barely breathing, almost comatose. Wall to wall, people hypnotized.
Like a dog without a bone, an Acurat alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take ale on holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet memory.
Flashing on you and you don't stop. Sure shot, go out to the parking lot and you get in your car and you drive real far and you drive all night. Then you see a light and it comes right down and it lands on the ground and out comes a man from Mars and you try to run but he's got a gun and he shoots you dead. Then he eats your head. Then you're in the man from Mars. Go out at night and eat up cars. You eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subarus and you don't stop. You keep on eating cars. No more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars where the people meet face to face and cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars. He's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall. He's gonna eat them all, rap sure, be pure, take a tour through the sewer. Don't strain your brain, pay the train, you'll be singing in the rain. I said don't stop to the punk rock.
Girl, you gotta love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man. Take him by the hand. Make him understand. The world on you depends, our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
Bars with the TVs on, and now he's gone back up to space where he wanna tackle with the human race. And he hip hop, and he don't stop, just blast off, sure shot. Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get up!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy with that. I thought it went pretty well.
Alright. And now for something completely different. The news. Life sucks, the world shit, the end. This has been the news.
Where's the plane? Where the heck, where the fuck is this fucking plane?
The southern right. reaches.
Did you ever watch Lost?
Yeah,
it's weird. Is that what happened?
Southern yeah. reaches of the Indian Ocean, that's what they're guessing.
Because I figured if there was a ransom, like if somebody kidnapped these people, there'd be like a ransom. Oh, no, like somebody would have been like,
they
it was
did.
Fucking me.
I mean, not to be too insensitive genius. About it, but like, let's be real people. They did.
They did what?
They did.
Oh, they dead. Yes. They very, they very dead.
They are dead.
But where? Yes.
No, to
under
me,
the ocean?
I'd imagine, yes.
Yes. Ocean very
probably.
Big.
Probably. Ocean very, very big. They dead. Ocean so, very big.
Bear a lot place. Of great stuff happening in Reno this upcoming weekend. I've neglected to look any of it up before the
oh
show.
Oh my God, Sit Kitty Sit.
Sit Kitty Sit.
Oh, that's right.
Sit Kitty Sit.
That was actually kind of a softball for the two of them.
Oh
my God.
Who's playing that night with them?
You want to explain what's happening?
Yes, Sit Kitty Sit is coming with Wheatstone Bridge and
Stabby
Unicorn.
Stabby Unicorns.
Unicorns.
That's a hot
unicorn.
Show.
Fuck.
Yeah, love this is the stabby. Last day of Wheatstone. Their month-long tour that they've been on.
Right.
And they went Southern California, down through Arizona, Texas.
They're
Louisiana.
Heading out to St. Louis this Thursday. I'm encouraging my cousins all to go
see it. Are you sure that they're
it.
Not coming back and they already went there last Thursday? Because I'm pretty sure they did.
Did they already go?
I think they already did.
You missed that boat, Roy.
Oh, no. I promoted it well in advance. If my cousin missed it.
Because I'm pretty sure that this is the last one on the tour. I'm almost positive. Oh my God. I talk to and Kat a few times a week.
I have a fucking session, and if it's not done by the time we have to leave for the show, I'm going to pretend like the computer broke.
Just so
I can be, oh, sorry, we got to stop later.
Sorry,
I'll call
it's
you with
Windows
the bomb
issue.
Threat. It'll be fine.
Yeah, that's what I need, exactly. Because I missed them a couple times now, and I missed them so bad, dude.
Oh,
they were
good.
So rad.
Good. Yep.
They're amazing. I'm so
excited. If you've never been, like piano, singer, and drums.
Yeah, I'm on the new album.
And it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very excited about it.
Yeah.
Backup vocals were so much fun. I was so sick. I had to have a throat coat hot toddy in order to sing for the 8 hours that we were recording.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Yep. Done that.
Looking ahead to the future.
So sorry. So that's going
to
be a great show. Did we say where it is?
Jub Jubs.
Of course.
Sunday.
Of course. Eight-ish.
Sunday.
And looking ahead to the future, I've just been handed this bulletin by my lovely assistant.
The internet? My lovely assistant, Facebook.
No, actually, Diana handed me something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. So you said Diana looks like the internet.
Oh, that's right.
Interesting. On April 4th at the Sierra Tap House, the Canes retour from their big Northwest
Ooh.
Tour, where Greg has injured himself.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff.
In what manner?
He broke one of his toes and he played on it for 3 days before he had it set, so it's evidently really painful.
Jesus Christ.
Rock and roll.
Punk rock.
And Greg's not that tall, so his head is really close to his toes.
Speaking of.
Right, you'd think he could lick the wound and make it all better.
Wow. Love you, Greg.
He's going to just regenerate a toe.
They only listen when they're on.
Right, it's okay. They,
okay,
yeah.
Then I can say then that Mike behind the drums is sitting down. He is taller than either of those two boys. That's really sad.
That's true.
Awesome.
He sits down and it's all even.
No, he's still taller.
He's still taller.
Yeah, he's totally still taller. And they're wearing like the inch heels, you know? They got like
the
Prince heels.
Oh yeah, totally Prince.
Does Adam wear heels too?
Oh yeah,
I know Greg did.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. For the other night, they both did. Yeah. Damn good show. Don't get me wrong.
I was really excited about their tour when I showed up for the tour kickoff show, and Mike and Adam were already in an argument, and yeah. Greg was in the middle trying to break it. The show hadn't even fucking started yet.
Tour, yeah.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, no, the day before the tour, they're emotional.
I have a delivery
they're
of
back.
Drama.
Care
of
but you know what, really? Like a trip I had with somebody in this
Love
studio
him.
Going to Vegas. We had this horrible fight in Las Vegas to set up a wonderful weekend after that. So sometimes a great tour comes from that first night of awful, just get all the fight and rah, out of you.
And, and then after that, you better be nice the rest
you
of the weekend.
You better be fucking good.
You've already blown
the,
it.
Because the third person is going to be mad at you both for real.
Boy, pulled that out of the fire. My God.
Yeah, he spit in my face.
I still like, and not, I don't mean not like in a nice way.
Hawked a loogie in the center of my face
on the strip, like screaming at the top of my lungs. No, I was
calling
just
me
asshole.
A faggot.
I was just
come on, you want to hit me, faggot? Yeah, like that kind of stuff.
That was back in the day when Rick drank.
I was drinking too, and I was not exactly the most rational or clear-minded guy at the same time, and was also in similar lack of control of my emotions.
You could see that there was security standing behind me, ready to haul us off,
and I
a fact I was totally unaware of.
I calmly cleaned my glasses off and stepped away from the scenario while Rick said, "Yeah, I thought so, you little pussy. Walk away. Walk away, faggot."
And then I stole the car and slept in it.
Great.
It was a great weekend. And then we went to Coachella
and had
a
really
time.
And Rick drove back and he had to keep listening to music all night while he was driving and pretend he was at a club dancing, because if he stopped, all of his friends would die.
Right.
Because well, you're so short on sleep.
Yeah, we had no sleep. I was up for like 40 hours. And I had to drive home from Vegas. And
it was awesome.
Everybody else left. It was awesome.
Anyway, we're so divergent. So divergent. So, anyway, sometimes that's what sets off a good tour. So maybe they'll have as great stories.
Yeah. I want to make fun of people for being drama, but I'm way worse. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, if ever you forget, let me remind you about Coachella, right? Or my wedding. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Nick, what do you got going on this weekend? Eh?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Gosh, I don't know. I hope everybody's checked out the Liver Scars video for Love Song. It's on
so
YouTube.
Awesome.
Also, we're going to be playing April 4th for Felix's birthday at Ryan's Saloon.
Oh, that's going to be a few weeks,
but I'll plug that now.
April 4th is just next week, bro.
Is that next week?
Yep, next Friday.
Okay, well, there you go. That's my plug for this week.
The same night as the Kane show.
The big show.
I'll be on the Big Island, but I do know.
Same night as the Kane show.
Oh.
Also,
when do you leave?
April 2nd is when the plane leaves.
Okay.
But you don't
leave
then?
But he's leaving way before then.
Yeah. I'm leaving on the 31st. Yeah, so checked out years ago. Actually, our friend Heather Huxold is having yet another going away party for me at her place this Saturday.
Excellent.
Yes.
So if you know Heather and where it is, you can go.
Exactly. And if you don't, you know.
Suck a dick.
I also want to remind everybody, please check out the Jub Jubs Blazing Mics every Monday night at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock sign up. It's a great fun night. We also have Trash Talk and Trash Rock Tuesdays at Foxy Olive, where it'll be 2 hours of spoken word followed by 2 or 3 hours of mixing records.
Cool.
So come by on Tuesdays. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're changing it up over there. We're starting that at 7, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So. We'll hopefully see you out and about on the town. This has been another wonderful Worst Little Podcast. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Nate the Intern, Riku, and everybody else, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, I love you. Good night, ladies. Now let's have another song.
I tried so hard to let you go. Some kind of madness swallowing me. Ba 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 ba
Now I have finally seen the end.
Finally seen the
end. And I'm not expecting you to care.
Expecting you to care.
I have finally seen the
Wow.
Oh, God, what's happened to your hair?
Dog Life Studios.
I would have killed you at birth had I thought you would even entertain such an idea.
And that's all!